It's time for your Stanley Security Solutions Locker Talk.
Is your running still an alternative to what you can do? Has it become a weapon? How do you clarify?
In my mind, it is definitely an alternative. You know, ball doesn't need to be in my hand. It needs to be in the hands of our wide receivers, our running backs. But if time calls for it, if you need to pick up a first down with your legs or try and extend the play in a safe manner, then try to do that.
Do you think teams are game planning for you to run now?
I don't know. I don't think I've run more than I have in the past or less. So I think the way it is.
There's been a lot of talk, obviously, about the fourth quarter comebacks, the overtimes, all of that. You know, how comfortable are you in those situations? I know you're probably sick of talking about it, but happened last week.
Yeah. I think the team's comfortable in it because we practice it a lot. You know, Coach Pagano makes it a point of emphasis. You know, all the different situations. There's a Pandora's box sort of situational football and end of game things into half things, and we practice those a lot. So I think offensively and defensively, I think you get a little more comfortable when you get in the game because you've practiced these situations in practice. You know what you're trying to accomplish.
Andrew, with the pass protection, sometimes it gets overlooked. Dick Ballard went to back. Talk about how much of a job they do.
Oh, they've got an all day job. The way linebackers and defensive linemen and even safeties that can rush in the NFL is remarkable how athletic those guys are, and the backs do such a good job of stoning guys, giving the quarterback that extra second or taking a hit off us. It does get overlooked because you think running back, you see, all right, how many times did he run the ball, how many yards, why didn't he get any touchdowns, or yada yada yada. But they're all the running backs and fullback we have on this roster, they're all team guys that they block as well as they run.
You take much information from the game with Miami last year. Coach says they really haven't changed a whole lot from a year ago.
Scheme wise, it's the same coordinator, and so you definitely pay attention to certain things they did. Obviously, we're running a different scheme, so you expect maybe a little differences here and there, but. That was last year in a sense. We know they're probably a little more comfortable this year. They played really, really well in week one. We know we have our work cut out for us. I think six sacks last weekend, three turnovers, three interceptions. So they're playing good football. They've got great football players on their team. Cameron Wake is he can be a game wrecker, and you don't want to let that happen.
Where you need some time to get used to the whole idea of a fullback and extra offensive linemen and all the other stuff. I realize you did it in college.
It is a little bit of blast to the past, in the first couple preseason games, or I guess we didn't do it that much in the preseason, but practice and the games. But no, I think guys are excited about it. And obviously, the linemen that go in are excited about it. So extra playing time for them. But it hasn't been hard to get used to that.
Andrew, obviously some really strong quarterbacks in your draft class. Is there kind of a special bond with those guys like Ryan? You can play each other for years to come here.
It is a bit of a fraternity. And I know fans and media love to have those subplots and maybe create a little more of that dynamic than is there. But I have a lot of respect for Ryan. They're also, a lot of us seem to be from Texas or have Texas ties. I've had high school teammates that played with Ryan at A&M and talk about him and got to meet him a couple times in various functions. I've always been impressed with him as a football player, and get to know him as a person was great. Phenomenal guy. But I guess it's a good quarterback draft class to be a part of.
And you talked about Cameron Wake. How much is there a fine line as far as a quarterback being aware of him, but not letting him disrupt what you're trying to do?
There is. I think he is so good that you do have to be aware of where he is, and you obviously don't want to have a running back trying to block him one on one, and pass protection. But you don't want to be consumed by his whereabouts, what he's doing too much, and divert attention from playing football, playing the position.
Andrew, why do you think this team has been so successful in fourth
quarter? I don't know. I think it goes, we talked a little about it earlier, but practicing situational football. We guys don't freak out, if you will. It's sort of, just keep playing football, realize maybe you give a little extra focus. Maybe, we need to use that focus a little earlier in the game too. But guys just maybe, sort of seem to to bear down and play ball.
Is there a priority, and if so, how do you get T.Y. a little bit more involved, get him going earlier this week?
Yeah, I think T.Y. is always a priority, and you know, he's so dynamic. You guys see it, you know, fans see it. We all see it. He's a phenomenal football player. You know, whether, you know, returning punts in the slot, you know, out wide, he does everything so well, and you know, he'll continue to get, you know, lots of touches.
Are 24 snaps enough?
24 snaps.
T.Y. had 24 snaps.
You know, we had 53 snaps, take out a couple of kneels, and, you know, it was such a, you know, 50 snaps a game. We threw 60 passes sometimes last year, it felt like. So it's just the nature of the game, you know, and you won't hear him complain. I know that. He's a phenomenal teammate, team player. He knows, you know, and we trust our coaches that they know what's best.
Do you think this week was something of an aberration with the low possession situation?
Yeah, a little bit. And I think just sort of how the game, the flow of the game, their offense, it seemed like they were running the play clock down to, you know, to 1 or 2 seconds each time. The clock seemed to run. It was definitely maybe a little bit of an aberration.